right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. Basically, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
I got Novak here. Chad I. Ginsburg. Yep. Missy. The Moxie. Buddy Bo. Franz. And, Big Kevin needs to take a headset right now because he's here with little Kevin,
Uncle Kev,
who just got out of jail after 2 years. What? Say what's up.
What's up?
Hey, how long?
What's up?
How long were you in jail for, and why?
2 years.
And why?
What'd you do?
Assault
on who?
A security guard.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I was drunk and
he didn't taste good. I need salt.
He pissed me off. We got in an argument.
About what?
He hit me first. So, I was basically just defending myself, but security guards can do whatever they want to, and they don't go to jail. You do.
Motherfucker.
Was this in Virginia Beach?
Yeah.
So, Kevin, Big Kevin.
His father.
Goes to pick him up, and what happened over there, Kev?
What happened to me was I had a little pug, and pugs are small dogs, and mine's extra small for a pug. And the guards are hiring me. No dogs allowed. So I start taking the dog back to my car, and they're still screaming and hollering like I'm a total piece of shit asshole. And after about 5 steps walking back to my car, I turn around and scream at them, I heard you!
And then what?
So I gave the dog the old lady she put in the car. I was walking up to ask a question about what do I do to get... Where do I go to get meet my son to get out? I don't know if he had to go through the gate or what. But then I walked back up to ask my question again. They wouldn't let me answer. They're sitting there running their mouths, dogging me. What are you crazy? You give me no dog. Running their mouths. And then next thing I know, 3 more security guards, the canine force they call them, come running up. And this one
canine force?
They must have drugs
one,
on you.
The one big guy, he had a little bull ring in his nose. He come at me like a street dog. He's real big and all, and he wanted to get all cocky with me, trying to threaten me. He's all up in my face. Where do you think you're bad? Where do you think you take me? And I said, you do look a little overweight. I might be able to. You know, I talked to them. I talked to them like they were talking to me.
Mistake number one, ladies and gentlemen.
I know, but they should be professional about it. So why should I be?
So how did you wind up arrested then?
Well, they badgered me my whole way back to the car, sitting there talking shit, cursing at me, and then they told me to get in the car. And they said, get out of the car. I said, you just told me to get in. I said, I ain't getting out.
Cops can never make their fucking minds up.
Well, these
That's
are prison
problem.
Guards. These are $9 prison guards here we're talking about. They're angry at the world. They're only making $9 an hour, so they want to have their fun and fuck with people. So anyway, they started trying to pry me out, and they couldn't get me out. And then one prison guard had him by the leg, and he's banging it on the door and trying to twist it.
So all in all, you get arrested as Kevin gets out of jail.
One son goes in, one father goes out. Didn't you realize what? Goddamn!
Conjar just arrived. Hey, Franz,
Muscle Man himself.
Can they clear this bag so they can sit down?
Oh, and he brought Crown Royal, my fucking angel.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I like angels.
You can move that right over here. Mandy, can you pass me that?
Fucking mayhem in here.
I know, it is. It's crazy.
So you need friends like this to bring parting gifts like Crown Royal.
April ham.
Thanks.
It's more like mayhem.
I just closed it on my fucking tongue.
June salami.
What the fuck are you doing over here, man?
Franz is goddamn Ari.
Franz, why you bring all this faggot ass shit with you?
I don't know. What are you doing? Let's talk about a radio show here. We're doing one, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about it.
Oh, man.
Novak, you look sober today, and every time I see you lately. That's a good
thing. Yeah, man.
It's good to know.
I'm going nowhere but up from here, buddy.
And it is St. Patrick's Day, too, right?
Yeah.
I heard the Pope said that he doesn't want it on Saturday, so they made it Monday.
You got to be...
No, it's the opposite. They didn't want it today, so they made it Saturday.
Saturday.
I don't know.
Yeah, imagine that. That's going to change in Ireland, I'm sure.
You got to be pretty powerful to change a holiday.
So, little Kevin, is it hard to not fight people when you know you could just knock them out in one punch?
And you're on parole.
Because I did go to Wawa at Glen Mills, and they go, "Yeah, you cousins with Kevin Margera?" I go, "Yeah." "He got in a fight last night with two dudes." I'm like, "Well, did he win?" "Knocked them both out in one punch." I was like, "All right. Shit, if I could do that, I'd be punching people, too."
I really don't even like to fight like that, but...
Well, how do you like to fight?
Sometimes when people just fucking get on my last nerve, I can't control myself after that. I get to a certain point.
Any fights in jail?
Yeah. Tell us about the fight in jail. You told me about the one after you got out of the shower. Talk about that one.
How quick are you in jail before you have to fight there?
This fucking 500-pound fucking dude, he snuck me when I got out of the shower. That was it, though.
What was the reason?
Yeah,
we got in an argument.
Over what?
Because he was always running his mouth and shit right off outside of my cell, so...
Right.
I'm like, "Yo, keep all the noise down out front of my fucking cell. Go over there with that shit." Yeah. And he starts running his mouth. I said, "All right, hold on a minute." And I start fucking... I'm drying my feet off. I just got out of the shower. And I turn around, he fucking hit me. I fell over, and then he like stood over me and shit, so I couldn't get up. And then a couple of my buddies ran in there, and they're like, "Let him get up." He was like, "No, then he's going to hit me." Then the fucking
That's
cops.
The point of a fucking fight. You get hit, dipshits.
I didn't get none in on that one, but
it's all right. He knew you could have beat him. That's why I didn't want you to hit him.
The dude was 500 pounds, like probably more than that. He didn't even hit hard. He hit like a bitch.
What kind of time was he doing?
Oh, I don't know.
But
you
big
cornbread.
Big Kevin has a temper as well. He went to the army in Germany, and
did you ever kill anybody?
Here's the best part: some girl fell into a river in the middle of the night, and he jumps in to save her. He's in the newspaper being a hero. A week later, the sergeant says, "Drop down and give me 10 pussy." He goes, "I'm a fucking pussy. You're a pussy." And then he beats him up. What happened over there, Kevin? God, I can't see anybody.
You got that story twisted a little bit.
Tell me all about it, because Phil tells me.
It wasn't a woman. I say that I was over there at one of them beer fests that they have in every town.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine that flew over to a plane with me, he was 6'5 and some. And all night long, all these Germans were coming up to him, all spitting. And he said, "Oh, you're so big." And, you know, and he got fed up with one. He grabbed him and threw him around like a midget and threw him into the river. And he took off. And I felt bad for the guy because I jumped in the river and pulled him back
out. That's cool.
And then they tried to interrogate me to see if I'd know him. I said, "I didn't know. I was back there puking, and I seen it happen."
So how did you get kicked out of the Army?
Because I was married and I had a lot of, they put me on restriction. I was in an MP unit and they were trying to dog me pretty bad, and it just...
What's MP unit? What's
that? That's military police.
So what happened?
I was a mechanic for the MPs, and that's where it all went downhill.
Well, how did you, tell me why you got kicked out and what happened in the courtroom?
I was on restriction. I wasn't allowed to leave the barracks all the time, and I snapped out on the first sergeant one time. He put his arm up on me, like not to let me leave, and I pushed him aside and kept on going. They said, "Face a court-martial or sign the paper for a dishonorable discharge," so I signed the paper.
I would have did that, too, if motherfucking exactly. Right. I'm not waking up at 5 in the morning to give you faggots 100 push-ups. Suck my dick.
Yeah, I would have been in military jail if I would have faced the court martial.
Remember when you were a little league coach and you were arguing with the other coach who was safe and who was out, and then you threw him over the fence?
I heard about that story.
And he was like a 6-foot-tall biker, and he had a twin brother with him.
It was a bad call.
You weren't letting that shit go down, were you?
Hell no. Look at you.
There's all these moms and shit, like, hanging around and dads, and they're arguing. Like, not like, "He was safe." He was like, "No, he's fucking safe, motherfucker. I'll beat your ass right now."
Was your son playing for the team that you were arguing for?
I was the coach.
Oh, fucking right. Your son's always safe.
And my son was safe.
And was he really safe?
All the dust cleared. And my son's foot was on home plate, and the guy wasn't even touching him yet, and the ump called him out. And after the dust cleared, you could see it all like came to a freeze frame. The guy wasn't even touching him, my son's foot on the base, and the guy called him out. And we were winning by a whole lot. So the one lady, "What the hell's your problem?
I know
you're kicking their ass anyway." I said, "I don't give a shit. Kick their ass all the way."
Like father, like son.
He got in a fight right on the Schuylkill Expressway.
Recently?
Like, probably 5 years ago.
I was picking up at the train station.
I was in juvenile placement. the juvenile jail.
I was getting off the Schuylkill, and this and one right truck right on the highway. Pass him. And, you know, I drove on the grass to pass, and then we come to the stop. Next thing I know, he's coming at my car. So I open my door, and he's right on top of me. So I just drove him back into his truck, and it got broken up. Nothing major happened. But he could have had
his whole forehead was leaking blood.
And that's
got
not
his
major
truck.
To Kev.
Well, I didn't get to hit him that much. He should have had me. I was in the seated position when he was on top of me. And I drove him back, and he looked like a muscular guy, too. But he didn't have it, evidently.
Did he have a firm ass?
I didn't check that out. He was in shorts, though.
Kev, do you still have a problem with your neighbors?
Yeah.
Well, what's the deal? Didn't you go to jail because of them, too?
Yeah. Cops are on their side, too.
You got the song without the name? Well,
the way I snapped out, I'm always wrong.
No.
The neighbor was mowing the lawn.
There was four of them.
He's out in the front lawn going, and they call the police. And he's like, the police come over. They're like, what's the problem? He's like, I'm trying to peacefully mow my lawn. And my neighbor's sitting there going, and stuff. And he's like, is there a problem with saying
I tried to told him.
Well, technically, there is no law against going, but we have to take you in anyway.
They'll make a new one for that.
They'll make a law for you any day, Kev.
Didn't you write a song about your neighbors?
Yeah, it's a little ditty about.
There we go.
Based on a true story.
Let's hear it.
Now, Joey Snellers had a crack pipe all day. Lost his house and family, so they put him away. Marty Smellers, he's a local fag. Eats his mother's pussy, and she's a nasty hag. Sally Smellers, she's a local whore. You should see her pussy, looks like it was in a war. Stevie Smellers, he has a set of tits. Marty really likes them, he fucks them where he shits. Josh O'Smellers, he is Joey's son. I wish he'd come on over so I can have some fun. Officer Seconte, he's a local cop. I wish he'd come on over cause he I'd like to drop. Teddy McGrath, he's a local pig. I wish he'd come on over cause his grave I will dig. Can you hear me now, Marty?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Oh, man. All right. We're taking a break right now. This is straight out of Berkeley, Tiger Army, Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction.
G-Unit.
action, baby.
My God.
Now back to Radio Bam.
All right, dipshits, that was Tiger Army, Forever Fades Away, Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction, and I'm opening up a bar in the middle of April in Westchester on Market Matlack called Filthy Note, and Novak wants a job at the bar real bad, so...
I'm going to be the manager.
I told him that he had to get into a kayak, and I had to push him off of a cliff in the Brandywine, and it is March, so it's basically
freezing. And I got my fucking girlfriend here, fiance, girlfriend, whatever they call her at the time.
So did you tell him that you didn't get the job anyway?
I give the bitch one job, to bring two towels. And what the fuck does she not do? Bring two towels. Go figure.
So did you tell him that you didn't get the job anyway? Just like the wedding. Well, you know what? Best man?
I did forget to tell him. I forgot to tell Donnie if it's okay or not.
Fuck no, it's all right. I already signed my contract. He gave me a personal chauffeur to and from.
It was gnarly, though, dude. Like, so a kayak. Even going into the river right now is insane.
It was horrible. And then he made me ride in the back with the kayaks all the way home because I couldn't get his nice Hummer wet.
We got it.
We actually have a clip right now of you going in. Let's hear it.
The prison push. Who's yeah, that?
Kevy's prison push.
Yeah, the guy who just did 2 years pushed me in down this big ass hill.
Any last words? I just want a job at the goddamn bar. Now give me a prison push, Kevin.
Yeah. And that's pretty much when I was overturned.
Now give me a prison push, Kevin.
What the fuck's a prison push, Kevin?
I don't know. He's got all kinds of prison muscles.
It sounds a little different.
You got two dudes fucking on your ass. You're in there taking a fucking shower. What's your story? You got? He's got hearts on his ass.
Do you have the aftermath?
Oh, yeah.
When he's in the water,
freezing my
all miserable.
Outside, so imagine the temperature of this water that I'm completely covered in right now, freezing, and my worthless ass bitch up there didn't bring me no towels. This water.
That's Pennsylvania for water.
That's East Coast for water.
How the fuck do you forget? You have one job, two towels. How do you forget that?
For real?
Fucking bitch. But I love her.
She had one job and she claims she didn't sign up for it.
I did not sign. You signed me up for
bitch,
it.
Bitch, you're my fucking girlfriend. What I do?
How many things have you forgotten?
I was on drugs.
I just told you a story.
I have an excuse. I was on drugs.
Okay. That's a good excuse.
What's your retort? You were sober as a fucking deer.
I thought you were supposed to take her out to a steak dinner.
Yeah. Where's my steak dinner?
Yeah, let's away from your Ruth Chris dinner, bitch. You and me are Ruth Chris.
You've been away in Baltimore, dude.
Well, I'm here now.
Why would I take you to Ruth Chris?
Because we made a bet.
Why
in
does
California.
He deserve it?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm your life partner.
That was like 5 years ago you made that bet.
Oh, fuck you, Fra.
Why don't you make No, I'm not going to fuck you.
He didn't. He fucking said there was no Ruth Chris in California, and I found one. I Googled it and found one, and now he owes me.
You're Googling shit?
Yeah.
You don't know how to Google. I'll be lying to.
I Googled a lamb the other night.
I'll Google your mom, bitch.
Find out all the dirt.
So do you feel sick from falling in the river?
Yeah, I was as soon as I went in and came out, I started coughing. So I already have like a week off my first week starting that job, all right?
And then you were soaking wet, so we made you sit in the back of the trailer because we didn't want you to get in the Hummer and wet the whole thing.
So I got I got more sicker riding in the back than I did get going into the river. I got blow dry by negative 40 degrees weather, and it's really negative, well, it's like 30 degrees, so like it dropped.
Would you do it again?
Just make sure my job's secure.
Would you rather do that or a Jersey Turnpike?
I'd do a Jersey Turnpike as long as it requires staying warm.
But if you did a Jersey Turnpike, if you don't know what that is,
I don't know what it is.
It's when you mop up the dirty. It's when you mop up the dirty bar with a towel and squeeze it into a shot glass with some tequila or some shit. But I'm gonna put like ashes in it as well.
That's my
maybe some Tabasco
man.
Sauce.
It's just breakfast.
I'd rather do that any
you got the
day
moral
than what
in
the
your
fuck
bathroom.
I did.
What about a little hunk of piss?
Doesn't matter.
His grocery
man.
List. That's his grocery list.
I did way worse for way less. So fuck, man. Sign me up. But anything but that river, man. That was a complete nightmare.
Well, at least you probably maybe got the job.
Probably, maybe. Good thing you emphasize maybe in there. If I don't have that job, dude, I'm probably going to... You're not going to be my life partner anymore.
I can assure this, that...
What? What can you assure?
That when we interview girls from the Westchester University about who can work at the bar, you can be the other judge.
In the room?
No, you can be the other judge, and I'll give you some paychecks.
what's my... I want a yearly salary. So I can tell my mom.
Yeah, but then you skip town and go to Baltimore and fuck all up.
I'll fuck all up here. I'll just stay here and fuck
no.
all up.
That can't happen.
Why not, miss?
You can't even
You'll be living at the golf club apartments.
Will you buy me an apartment?
No. Go back to Baltimore. Come visit.
I work here now.
Stay
I got a
Baltimore.
Job.
I kind of need
no,
him
don't.
Around because he's
here.
Going in the Brandywine and shit and kind of entertains me.
He can come
me.
Up and stay for a few days.
I got a job here. I'm required
go
to be
home.
Here now.
Your
my
home,
zip code and everything changed after today.
Your home is where your heart is, and your heart's in Baltimore.
I'm from that place.
Tell that to your probation officer.
Yeah, you can't.
Easy.
When you go to Baltimore, you just know where to go, and you screw it all up. Around here, it's too hard to find.
No,
that's
you know,
why I
he
need
knows
hot
how to
water in my
it up
shower,
here.
And I'm going to live here now.
You're not living here.
Why not?
He's not living here.
Why?
He's not.
He's entertainment.
He's not
the buck stops
moving
here.
Back in.
The buck stops here, Bam.
Why not,
come
dude?
And hang out.
Let's see who wears the dick in this relationship, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you know how much shit gets done when Novak's here? Really?
Is that a rhetorical
because
question?
Even if he's living in Westchester, I got to go pick him up. I got to go drive him to the Brandywine.
Tell
like,
him to
when
get
he
a
wakes
fucking
up,
car.
Oh, no.
I'll just drive your Mercedes, babe.
Whammy.
Never stopped him before.
He went to jail for not having a license.
On the...
I'm going to keep my mouth shut on
On the 12 days of Novak, right? You hook came to me. 5 Zanny bars, 4 dirty needles, 3 smokes left, 2 bags of bug, and I lost Ben's brand new watch.
That fucking watch. I'm sick of that fucking watch. God,
yeah, I'm not. It was $10,000.
I was on life support. I got
I don't care.
I got robbed.
Because you were on fucking pills.
But I got robbed.
It doesn't matter why you're robbed, because you were on pills. If you weren't on pills, you wouldn't be passed down the fucking alley, and somebody wouldn't have beat you up and took it.
I was on life. Your best friend was on life support over that guy.
I don't care.
Watch. I could have died over that watch.
You shouldn't have been on pills.
True.
But, see, you admit it.
Well, I shouldn't have been. Yeah, you're right. I'm still feeling a little shaky.
Should
have
got
there.
More money for it.
I didn't
off.
Even pawn the bitch. I didn't even make a dollar off it. I swear to God.
We'll never know the truth.
I know.
Ask Mandy. She knows the truth.
Why, she wasn't there. On the side of the road with you?
No, but you know you saw me in the hospital
I wasn't there when the watch went missing.
Bitch, you're on my side.
What, bitch?
You're fucking with me.
Bitch.
She's just you're
I'm
trying to make her
you
agree to
I'm
agree.
Worthless.
Yeah, because she knows.
She wasn't there, dude.
But she saw the fucking tube all the way down my throat.
But that doesn't mean I was there when the watch went missing.
Yeah, idiot.
You should have got more money for it. You would have been bringing it up.
I didn't say a word. I don't stutter. I didn't steal the watch.
You're cheesing though, aren't you?
I didn't sell the watch.
You're
I didn't steal the watch.
Right now.
Someone has the watch in Baltimore City. And if you have it, please return it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're going to. That shit is long gone.
Come on. Give me a prison push, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take some calls. Who we got?
Samantha.
Samantha PA.
Awesome.
Hi.
Everybody's from PA.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, nice. I called last week, actually.
Yeah.
What's
That's
going
funny.
On?
Everybody keeps getting through.
nothing much.
Anything changed from last week?
We're doing the show for you three 15-year-old girls.
You said you weren't going to call, sweetie.
Sarah. Call
you.
What is it, Samantha?
Wasn't her birthday
it's
last
Samantha.
Week?
Samantha.
Did we sing you happy birthday? Is your
yeah.
birthday again?
Yeah, it was her birthday. Happy birthday.
You're getting old quick.
you better get a career lockdown.
What are you doing with your life? Long time, no talk.
Do you have insurance?
Oh, you too, man.
What do you think? Did you dial 877 porn bag to get in touch here?
Let her ask a question.
I know. Let's let her ask a question first.
Okay. I'm going down to Westchester this summer, right?
Right.
To look at the college because I'm applying there.
Oh, no.
And I was wondering what is there to do because I'm going to be there like for a week.
Drink and fuck.
Are you 21?
No.
Okay, well, there's not really much to do in Westchester. You could, same shit as every place, see a movie and go bowling. That's it. Yeah, you kind of have to make your own shit to do. Like last night, me and Novak, we went kayaking down the Brandywine at midnight.
At
it was
like
rad.
One in the morning. It was.
Where weird. I live, I don't even have a movie theater around here, so anything's, you know.
We don't have any bowling alleys here either, so don't listen to his fucking dumb ass. Westchester parties, but you sound like you're underage.
Yeah.
But it's serious.
Come on.
Whatever the fuck you want.
Sunny days.
I also wanted to wish you guys happy Easter and happy St. Pat's Day.
Ah, so. You too, babe.
It is St. Patrick's Day.
It is.
Happy St. Patty's.
Yo, there's only like minimum. Oh, shit.
And I'm trying not to drink, but I do have a Budweiser right now. And Crown Royal. But I just started, so don't worry about it.
Time jar, I'll leave it to you.
Everyone does. Even Sweetheart's got a great shirt on.
Anything else?
All right.
Talk to you next week.
Take care next week.
Who else is on the line?
Let's get someone different here, New York.
Yeah, who do we got?
Chris.
From where is he from? There's a disembodied voice that tells us.
Let's see what Chris has to say. Chris from California.
Give us a Chris kiss.
Hi, Chris.
I'm waiting.
Go, yo.
Hey, this is Chris.
All right, nothing left for him. Anybody else from California?
Hi, I'm Chris.
That's what people from California have to say. Nothing.
That was pretty fucking good.
All right, never mind.
Okay.
All right, Dylan in Nova Scotia.
Dylan.
Dylan in Nova Scotia.
Where's Nova Scotia?
It's Canada, up north.
Is that where you get locks, Nessie?
Yeah, exactly.
Missy.
All right. What up, Nova Scotia?
Yo, Bam.
Yo, what's up?
What's going on?
How you doing?
Good. I was just going to ask, have you ever actually been down to Nova Scotia before?
Yeah, I actually, like an idiot, I didn't get a map, and I drove to Montreal thinking that Nova Scotia was close, but Canada laughed at me and said, you're an idiot, you're 13 hours out of the way. So then I drove through Maine on Route 26, and then I took that cat, the ferry thing, to Halifax.
Okay. Have you ever been to Yarmouth, Nova Scotia?
I don't think so.
What's the punchline?
All right. My mom, I think it was last year, my mom went up there, and she was in a superstore grocery store, and she called up freaking out because she seen a Bam Margera, like, lookalike.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah, that was definitely Bam.
Don Vito hangs out with them.
Yeah.
With them. Yeah.
I'd just like to say you're my idol. I've always liked it since I seen Jackass back in the day. And you're the reason I got into filmmaking, and awesome that I got to talk to you.
Oh, thanks a lot, man.
Yep.
All right, take it easy.
See, the problem with Bam is, wherever he is in any different state, if he's completely lost, he refuses to ask for directions. Why is that? Why can't you take directions from someone else?
Because I'm a guy.
Real man don't eat quiche.
Guys don't take directions. Like, Missy's always like, why don't you just stop and answer? But no, I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going.
Why? What's it, a pride thing?
Yeah. Kind
a
of.
Male thing?
But you never know where you're going.
You don't know.
Hey, I hit the Crown Royal before you did.
We go the longest ways possible.
Oh, wait, no,
it took us 2 extra hours to get to your house.
I know.
Selena.
You
2 hours.
You guys have a navigation.
I've been to New Hope like at least 20 times, and I still fuck up getting there. It's insane.
You should plug your navigation.
Every time I'm like, dude, just pull over and ask. He's like, no. I'm like, why?
And then we think the navigation's like not telling us the truth. So we're like, oh, no, that can't be right. Let's go this way instead. And I co-sign with him.
I was
like, going to
say, you're
right,
a bit smarter,
babe.
Missy. You should know that it's telling the truth.
But I don't want to hurt his pride, so I just let him drive however he wants. I don't.
Now, see, bitch, that's what you should do.
You don't drive, so shut up.
But when I do other situations, if I'm not sure, you should back me.
When I finally get some money, I'm going to get one of those Bentleys, one of those fake Bentley Chryslers.
Yeah, I am. My partner knows. I'm buying one.
My worthless ass bitch up there didn't bring me no towels.
Figure of speech, babe.
No towels.
Okay.
Yeah, give me that prison push, Kev.
Kevin!
Kevin!
Give me a prison push, Kevin!
Fucking prison push.
Hey, speaking of Kevin and all this fighting, actually, Phil got into boxing match. It was like a ESPN event. And it was like a celebrity boxing match, and Danny Bonaducci was there.
Danny Bonaducci.
And Phil actually won, and he was so nervous because it was like this 6'2" black dude, and
he was a big guy.
He actually called his name like James I Hate Jackass Jones or some shit.
So you hate him.
That was his name. Yeah, the guy was like super pissed, and let's call up Phil right now.
Dude, the same promoter.
Speakerphone on this.
Do we have? Maybe Phil should Phil. Call 877 porn bag.
610-299.
That's not it.
I know.
Dude, Phil did a great job, though. We were all proud of him.
Blew him.
He gave him 2-for-1 and twice as hard the whole time. And me and Novak got a side bet.
Yeah, and you still owe me, bitch. I left without you paying up.
No.
Phil.
Yeah.
Hold on. Shh. Phil.
You calling Phil?
Phil, you there? You know what? This iPhone sucks. I'm going to call you from New York, all right?
The speaker's down there.
That actually sounds better, yeah.
Messy night.
Okay.
Phil, how do you feel about winning that fight?
I feel amazed.
Are you going to train even more now?
Yeah, because that fight was only 4 weeks training, and that guy wasn't a boxer. He was a pro wrestler, so I was scared.
Phil, it's Buddy Bill here, dude. I drank five Miller Lights before. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you.
I drank 5 Miller Lights the night before my fight. It was the same boxing fools. You just get up there and do it.
That riot
you're addicted
happened.
Now tell me you're addicted.
Yeah, the adrenaline is awesome. You win, so I'll be addicted until I lose.
It's like drugs.
So when's your next fight?
I have to make arrangements. There's one in Wildwood in August I might do.
Yeah.
Don't you fight the guy from The Sopranos?
Big pussy.
That's the goal. He's trying to get a TV show that leads to boxing that Vito from Sopranos, but that guy won't do it unless it's big, huge money. So,
you know that guy got that
fight right now.
On the TV show, that guy was gay. He was in the truck giving some other guy a blowjob.
That's what I'm supposed to beat up on national TV.
So what if you get beat up by him, Phil?
Phil, you cannot get beat up by him.
I'm trying.
Arthur would have beat me before this guy.
Yeah.
So, Phil, what were you thinking when you were trying to get all angry? Were you thinking about the Chester Rumble?
No, I was too nervous. The mouthpiece, I thought I was going to gag on it, and then the headgear. I saw him start the first round. I said, this ain't ending this quick, and then I did get a little angry. So,
that's the fuck I'm talking about.
Yo, Phil, it's Buddy Bill.
The second round, I think, then the third round was pretty even by the end.
Yo, I was supposed to fight at the same night. The guy's been calling me, Tyler Smallwood and Dave, for the last month and a half, and I fucked my knee up, so I couldn't fight. I would have fought the same night as you.
What?
What?
It was 10 fights, so you probably would have been one of them if your knee was good.
I didn't return his phone calls, man. I fucking fucked my knee up, but I want to fight again. You ready, Phil? Ready?
I'm going to work out another one, yeah.
You need to fight fat people who are kind of not up to par, kind of like you, Phil.
That's why he had me scheduled with a 6'9", 29-year-old.
I know, I was scared, too. You can't fight people in shape, Phil. You need to fight people who are up to
par. Fair fight.
Yeah, fair fight, exactly.
Yeah, he was 333, I was 338, that's just fair. I said we stood side by side in the way, and I said, brothers, except you're black and I'm white.
See, you shouldn't make friends with them, Phil.
Meatball yeah, you made friends with them.
Or meatball number
I have
two.
To make friends with him.
No, not before the fight. After the fight, yeah.
All right, Phil.
You know my trainer's a genius. You know what he said?
What?
Right before the fight, he says, "You know what? I've been training him. You better protect your ribs or you'll be your kidneys and all because you'll be spitting blood for a week."
Phil, did you do that?
If you notice, his elbows were down his kidneys. That's why I did that roundhouse overhand punch. I knew it.
Oh!
Only time to do it.
Did he do the growl?
Fucking roundhouse.
Phil, did you do the growl? Let me hear the growl.
I didn't do the growl, but I didn't need it that day. But I'll...
Let's hear the growl, Phil.
That's the key.
What the growl from Chester, the rumble?
Get in the mood. Rumble.
Shh. Yeah. Everybody. Shh.
All right. That's just. He gets hit with in the head with Coke bottle. He says,
do
come
it.
On, Phil, let's get the hell out of here. I says,
so bad.
All right, Phil. Take it easy. We're gonna go. I'm gonna play a song.
Congratulations, Phil.
Yeah, it was cool. Good job, Phil.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Keep training.
Good
job, Phil. Get skinny and keep training.
Congratulations.
Quit eating them Philly cheesesteaks, fat boy.
And the worst part was when Phil won. He grabbed the mic and he started apologizing right away. He's like, I just want to thank everyone for coming out. I've only been training for 2 weeks. Like, don't even let him know, Phil. Just fucking keep on with the winning.
That's what I do.
All right, here we go. This is Suburban Prince's Death Song by Turbo Negro. Early shit. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
How the fuck you say it? Is it serious?
Yeah.
On Sirius 28. Faction.
All right, biatches, we're back. Turbo Negro. And
that song was brilliant.
Here with Novak, Buddy Bill, Franz, Chad Eigensburg, and
Sweetheart.
My uncle Kevin and little Kevin
they
just left.
We got Sweetheart over there. Did you see Sweetheart with his nice green St. Patrick's sweater on?
What's up, Sweetheart?
Sweetheart, show Ben your St. Patrick's faggot sweater.
This is Kurt Cobain's sweater.
Fighting Irish. I like Kurt Cobain.
I bet you do. You love dead junkies.
I do. Junkies
the best green shirt was fucking Jailboy. His fucking, he's
what
got
the
a green
fuck
shirt
are you
silhouette
about, buddy,
of tits
Bill?
With green. Did you see his shirt?
You're messing my head up. Stop mumbling. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't.
No, jail
didn't
boy,
you just get out of jail, too?
Yeah. What, yeah. He's got some papers in his pocket he wanted to show us. Let's see these papers.
How long were you in jail for? Not 2 years, right?
Fuck no.
Shit, I wouldn't be alive if I did 2 years.
Buddy Bill, did you ever cry in jail?
Let's see what we got here.
Imagine that, motherfucker. Look at me again and say
it. I'm just curious. I can't right see here. You behind the thing.
You want to see some reasons why I was in jail?
Put that mic up. I can't hear you.
Don't talk to me like that.
I just said put the mic
let's
up.
Let's see the
just,
papers. Let's talk more
eye
action.
Now. Yeah. Now, who can read in this? Well, not you.
Fuck this bitch.
Missy can read.
Okay.
Mandy, yeah, okay.
Missy or Mandy.
Mandy, you can read, right?
None of us can.
Okay, now here's a couple warrants that I actually
you're
had to go to jail
run?
For. Now, if you can go down and look at the date here, the year, and then at the top of this list of numbers is what the warrant started out as.
Well, it looks like July of 2000.
Who's talking?
You were arrested for an unregistered vehicle, and the fine started at 62 cents.
No. That was what was left over from the... No, it was a bigger... But that's what it started
as when you got to jail.
It's a warrant paper that... It's a warrant...
It's from, 4 years old, it says. Fourth time warrant.
No, fourth time warrant. I've done jail time on it twice, and I paid it off twice. And it is 62 cents. They reissued a warrant and jumped constable fees up.
Jail for a traffic citation?
A parking ticket. Well, that one was.
Well, the reason for warrant was failure to pay.
I didn't pay off their 62 cents. Where the fuck did? What? Why didn't I have 62 cents? I fucking ran out to the car.
No, Vag. What about?
And okay, no. This is the next one. If you can look at that one, sweetie.
Don't talk to my girlfriend like that.
This is 03, parked 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Illegally.
It's a parking ticket. $1.16 fine.
No. $1.06 fucking teen. Look at the shit.
But it got to $198.92.
Mm-hmm.
This is fucking
from
deep.
The year 2002. Oh, no.
Dude.
Ooh!
Hey,
you want to break someone, right?
Hayne actually.
That's what I'd like to do.
Hayne is my neighbor, and we usually go kayaking right to his house, and we did last night, and Novak knocks on the door and goes, what did you say?
I went up and we had docked our fucking our kayaks under his house, and I knocked on the door. I'm like, knock, he doesn't answer. And then he comes to the door like 10 minutes later. I knew he was up to something no good. I'm like, it's the police, open up. He's like, are you serious for what? I'm like, we have a warrant for your arrest. Now open up immediately, faggot. And me and Van start laughing.
But he's like, are you serious? Dead serious. Like,
yeah.
He's like hiding all of his booze and stuff. Like,
and then he lets us in the house. And he's like, dude, I just got a letter in the mail saying that I have a warrant. Like, the same day he had a warrant, we just decided to go impersonate police officers that night and say, come out, we have a warrant for your arrest.
Dude, on the warrants, my phone number is on there. They could have called me if I owed them 62 fucking cents. You
62.
Hear me?
Why the
they
fuck?
They never even fucking called me.
Who That's cares? Worthless, buddy
Who cares
Bill.
About 62
dude,
cents?
I can't believe you went to jail for that.
Dude, it's fucking. I brought the goddamn. Dude, the third one is $9 and fucking 17 cents right the fuck here. Look.
Why don't you pay them worthless fines, Bill?
Dude, like I don't pay off 62 fucking cents from the year 2000. I've
Obviously
done
you
jail
didn't.
Time over.
We got the paperwork. Obviously, you didn't pay the fine.
You are correct.
Yeah, so, why didn't you pay 62
so much
Don't
time,
look at me.
How
Give
much
me
time that. Did you do, buddy Bo?
10 days.
Did you get fucked?
Well, there is a couple other tickets. There were 7 altogether, but we'll just get into these
Jesus
ones for
Christ.
Right now.
Damn,
Easy.
Man. Everybody you know goes to jail.
Yo, but I'm clear as shit. Yo,
my uncle's
I want to say
Chichester.
This first. Yo, for any coppers listening, I took my bike out of the shop tonight. Got
cop
the car
right here.
We got a cop in the house. Go
yeah,
ahead, tell
you
him face
to face.
You
got your police car. Where's your badge, motherfucker?
He's
got,
not the cop.
He's not. Conjar's not the cop, dipshit.
That's his buddy.
Hey, well, I'm going to say this. If Dave, if you're at the shop listening right now, yeah, my plates are 307 on my motorcycle. I drove it out here to fix the carburetor last night, floated out down the country road. Now, they'll try and pull me my ass over. I got a little short distance to go, otherwise, fuck you. Illegal. You drive with the side mirrors, you know what I'm saying?
So you're just admitting that you're illegally driving right now.
Right fuck now. You. It'll be registered by fucking Thursday.
But it's not registered today.
It's 307.
Does anybody have a call for Buddy Bill?
No, it's on. I might have to leave early.
It's on.
And I'm Irish, and you know what day it is, so fucking get it right. Oops, just burying my own hole. Drink, dumping. I'm dumping. Hey,
let me get my shovel real
I'm
fast.
Dumping a half beer into my. Oops, tipping off full beer.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a fucking velvet bag of.
Buddy Bill's drinking some Crown Royal right
out of the bottle. Yo, it's not even chilled.
No, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Out of jail.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day.
Act like I'm going to fucking pull over when I see some lights on my bike.
Is that why it's so crazy here at the house today?
Yo, I'll slow down for the fucking deer, but
I have about
30
people.
Yeah.
30 people at the house right now.
It's hard to do a radio show with 30 people in the room talking about random shit amongst themselves.
Yeah, it is kind of hard.
Totally hard.
And as a matter of fact, let's cut to a song so I can get my head straight. Seriously. This is Plasmatics called Master Plan. And if you don't know about Wendy O. Williams, then you fucking should. Radio Bamster's 28 Faction.
Faction.
Yeah, fucking Faction.
1, 2, 1, 2, fuck you!
Check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Go ahead, talk.
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit. I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 faction.
All right. Trying to calm down right now. There's a lot of people at the house.
I think we have it in order right now, though.
Yeah, but everybody's, like, talking over me and stuff. And, I did do a skate video with Chris Cole. And we've been skating the park. And Carrie Getz as well. And elementskateboards.com has that up right now. I think they just put it up.
You've been killing it. Are you going to do the Tampa contest?
I think so. I don't know. I'm kind of scared. I don't think anything could go wrong with me going there.
There's nothing negative that can come out of that, really. It really isn't. Any way you look at it, you're going to make out. Even if you fucking fuck up, you're going to make out.
Even if it's a dude. But, you got to make out with him.
Carrie talked me into it. I mean, I've been skating the park every day. And
I believe in you.
I'm feeling pretty consistent, so why not?
Fuck off, Franz. What are you laughing at?
I didn't say a fucking thing.
Why are you laughing when I said I believed in him? You don't believe in him? Say it, pussy.
Yeah. Franz is working, dude. He's got a camera. We gonna take any calls?
Yeah, somebody wants to talk about the Jackass takeover.
Caitlin, she kind of talked to us last time. Dude, what do we got? A phone connected directly to these kids' houses? Shit. Okay, Caitlin, go ahead. How are you, babe?
I'm good. I talked to you guys last week. Remember me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I was talking to Dream Seller.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's right here.
You're 13, right?
Yep, 13.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, how's it going?
So what's your question?
After I got off the phone with you guys that night, about, like, 11 o'clock, I was watching TV, and on Jackass 24-Hour Takeover, like, it was Worst Moments or something like that. And, I saw Preston throw soda in your face or something, and then you got all ticked off and you punched him, and then you walked into another room and, like, locked the door.
Yeah. Well, I was up for 24 hours because we were filming nonstop, and he put this, like, mint chewing tobacco in my eye, and it was, like, worse than mace. And I was just already tired and over the whole thing, so I went up and punched him in the face, and then I locked the door in
my dressing room.
No, he kind of felt bad for doing it.
Like, if you punch somebody in the face with, like, if you're laughing versus if you have, like, a serious, I'm pissed off face, doesn't that make the whole difference?
But I was pissed off.
Right.
Preston always does that.
Yeah. And then I watched Jackass 2.5, I think it was yesterday, and then I saw Preston push you down in that porta potty. Oh.
Yeah, but I did the muscle clamp to his arm. And he got all pissed off at that, and that's why he was getting even. No, I was getting even because he did that, actually.
Even Steven.
And he forgot that. Yeah. Even I don't know. Steven, it's really hectic here.
No, it's not.
I like the buckbeat ass tight. I like that shit.
Sorry about that.
I didn't like that one at all.
You like the beat ass tight, Caitlin?
Huh?
What about it did you like?
I just thought it was really funny. You said, I've lost all my fans, but I gained four in, like, and,
Key West.
Florida or something. Yeah.
That's the gayest town.
Yeah.
Key West is.
Yeah, that's it. You still have me.
All right. Thanks,
Caitlin. Thanks for calling, Caitlin.
God bless America, Caitlin.
I just lost all my fans doing this, but I gained four in Key West.
So we got a little bit of time left, 5 minutes, until the Flogging Molly special.
That's coming up?
Yep.
Matt Hensley was sponsored by 8th Street back in the day, and I looked up to him big time, and now he plays accordion in Flogging Molly, so that's pretty rad. They're coming up next. Why are you doing that?
Does he skate anymore?
Flogging
Is
Molly.
Is he still skating?
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe
we toured with him in 99.
Was it good?
We were on the vocal stage. CKY was on the vocal stage, and Flogging Molly was right next to us. Hensley was on bass. Right?
No shit.
Yeah, Matt Hensley.
He's been touring for a lot
of
years.
He was the man.
The first time
Still is the man. He's taking over the radio show. We get the fuck off the air because of this.
Yeah.
The first time I went to California, I stayed at his house.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that come? Because you used to drive 8th Street.
Yeah, because his brother, Chris Hensley, was living with him, so he picks me up at the airport. I go right to this house, and I'm like, holy fuck, Matt Hensley's here? What the hell? He's like, I am his brother. I'm like, I just thought it was a coincidence.
Yeah.
What the hell? It was so weird.
That was your first pro model through 8th Street, right?
Yeah, Evil. They changed the name.
Okay.
EVOL.
You got some custom boards out right now, don't you? They look different.
What, with Element?
Yeah, you got new boards.
Yeah, Kat Von D did three graphics. Jesus Christ,
Ron. And you call yourself pro.
There's like, shit everywhere. I'm trying to film.
This fucking Marlowe.
Marlowe?
All right, you want to take one more call, man? You want to take another call before we leave?
Bad. Yeah, okay.
Okay, let's take another call. Isaac in Texas. Mm.
Hey, what's up?
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, man, you know how you said Novak was getting that job? Or something like that?
Yeah,
I'm hired.
If I was you, Ben, we'd get that jersey, whatever crap, get some cow sperm and fucking ass hairs and them jersey that shit.
Oh, in the Jersey Turnpike?
Hell yeah.
That's a good idea, but yeah, I don't know if we could show that on TV. So he might be drinking stuff that people don't even get to watch, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
What are you doing right now in Texas? Because that place blows.
Well, that's, right
that's
now...
just because you got arrested there.
Because I went to jail there, and I couldn't find drugs.
So did I.
Novak?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm working on the skate park here in Seagrave, so, you know...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
At least it's active. I mean, I wasn't really skating when I was there. I was just more on the party tip.
Seagrave?
That small-ass asshole town.
Are you from Texas?
Yeah, I'm from Texas. I'm a fucking gay-ass town.
Call
Seagrave. Yeah, Ben, if y'all come over, you know, anywhere in Texas, dude, y'all more welcome to stay at my house. Fuck, you know?
All right, we're coming.
Yeah.
Come, might as well just tell everybody that.
I know.
Started imitating Texas, this Texas cop after I got out of jail.
No, where's Novak?
I'm here. What's up, bud?
Hey, you know what? You come over too, Novak. You're like a real good friend to me, so...
Oh, my man. Thank you.
Have you guys ever met?
Y'all want my number? I'll give it to Novak, so when y'all come down, just come over.
I know what it is. Six.
Put it on the email.
Yeah, I'll call
you. what email?
Give him prison push.
What is it? Serious-radio.com?
Bam. Well, y'all want my email? I'll just give y'all email. My email, y'all can just... Oh, you got MySpace, bam.
Bam at serious-radio.com.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, all right.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Hold on. You know that Chinese, what's it called, rap you did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played that at the last thing, dude. That was my favorite right there, man.
That's awesome.
Oh, thanks. You could thank D. Camello for that.
Last week.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and me. Oh.
Yeah, and Chad for doing the beat.
The music.
All right, just play that deal for me, please.
All right.
Come on. All right, thanks, dude.
Thanks, Carl from Texas.
He's probably fat. So,
all right, we have 2 minutes left, so I'm going to end up playing a song. This is Lacrimus Profound, straight from Austria. And
that's where my first girl was from, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
Thanks for
Buddy Bill's on Crown Royal.
Who gave him the bottle?
All right, enjoy your St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
Things are a little wild here at the Margera household.
Yeah, there's 30 people here, and that hasn't happened in like a year.
St. Patrick's Day, so.
Yeah, let's fucking goddamn have our own little party. Yeah. Serious Faction 28 Radio Bam.
Yep.
You party, we party.
Later. Yeah.
set you on fire. Be man or not, die for you, sweet amber girl. I bleed for a simple skin.
Radio Bam for this week. We're done. Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Hey, how's it going?